It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. I'm Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna this week. Don't forget, at 4:50, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 9th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention. It's happening July 15th through the 17th at the Hilton Chicago Hotel, so be listening. But keep listening now, because very interesting things happening in Illinois. Pilot program for medical marijuana started under former Governor Quinn. It was continued under Governor Rauner. He kind of was dragging his heels regarding adding new conditions that would be covered under the medical marijuana bill. Well, he changed his mind last week, signed a bill that included PTSD finally, and a man who knows a lot about this, who's been fighting for this for a long time, Tim McGraw is with me. He is the CEO of Revolution Enterprises. They operate Illinois' largest medical marijuana lab. Tim, welcome in. Good to have you here. This has got to be a huge victory for you and the people suffering from PTSD.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me. And it is. It's historic. This is going to affect a lot of lives. Quite frankly, it's going to save lives.
Yeah. Now, it always has amazed me people holding off, saying, no, medical marijuana, we don't need it. Where, to me, it just seems like a compassionate thing. We have all these other drugs that help or are supposed to help people in chronic pain or with these other conditions. And yet something like marijuana, people go, no, we can't do that.
We had 1,705 opiate overdose deaths in Illinois alone last year. There's never been a single overdose death attributed to cannabis without an underlying condition of some sort. So why wouldn't you use a safer alternative to what's essentially laboratory-grade heroin?
Right.
We have an opiate epidemic in this country. In every state that has legalized cannabis and allows the treatment of pain with cannabis, sees a 25% reduction in almost every category related to opiate abuse and addiction. Illinois doesn't yet have pain or any type of pain as a condition, but coupled with what happened with SB-10. So we know SB-10 adds PTSD.
Right. How long had there have been fights to get PTSD included? Because originally it was 39 conditions, correct, that were included under the medical marijuana pilot program.
PTSD was one of the first conditions that went before the board. There's a medical cannabis advisory board to the director of public health.
Okay.
And that's the board that meets every 6 months and determines whether to add new conditions to the program. They've met 3 times now. The first 2 times, the director, Director Shaw at Public Health, vetoed the decisions of the board and didn't give any scientific basis for it.
Just said no.
It's too early. We haven't, we haven't evaluated the program yet. That wasn't the decision he was supposed to make. This is supposed to be a medical decision.
Right.
And there was plenty of evidence in support of these conditions. So that's what that judge just ruled on the 28th, is that that was constitutionally inappropriate. I mean, it was really a pretty scathing ruling that the judge handed down. So PTSD is also going to be added that way. But there's 7 other cases that are going to be ruled on in the next 30, 40 days.
Individual lawsuits, right, where people like the person who filed this lawsuit for PTSD, they all have different conditions, but they're trying to get theirs included. And, you know, based on what the judge said in this case, how do you think those will fare?
I think it's pretty likely most of them are added. That judge has 2 more cases. I believe it's postoperative pain. Okay. And autism or IBS. But the ones that are still up to be ruled on. And we think that, while it's not a legal precedent, the judge's ruling, it is a very, very well laid out argument. And I sat and tried to argue the other side a few different times, and there really is no out. So IBS, chronic post-operative pain, intractable pain, migraines, osteoarthritis,
right?
Polycystic kidney disease, and autism are all set to be ruled on by, with the next 30, 40 days.
The judge aside, what are the guidelines that the medical end is supposed to use to determine if one of these conditions meets the requirements to be included?
Well, that's what the purpose of the advisory board is. They review the evidence submitted by patients themselves and advocates, and then their own research. It's medical experts. These aren't just people they pulled off the street. These are doctors.
It's not just guys who came from a dead show and just want to talk about marijuana.
And in the beginning, quite honestly, a lot of the doctors were very, very skeptical, and they came around. Another good example is Jack Campbell, the new director of the program. Was promoted from within, And he's a former law enforcement. You would think, being in our industry, we wouldn't want a law enforcement running our program. But Jack has been so good to work with and so pragmatic and easy to work with that that was a very good decision also. So a lot of really big things happened for the industry this last week or 10 days.
And let's clarify again, because some people hear this and they lump all marijuana use together. We're not talking about legalizing recreational marijuana here. We're talking about medical marijuana to treat serious conditions.
Correct. Illinois is the most heavily regulated medical program in the states. When I was on the show last time, I said we have the opportunity here in Illinois to set the standard for the rest of the country to follow, and we have. Illinois has the purest and most tracked cannabis there is. Okay. The level of testing that's performed on our products, they're not only every single batch tested, but tested by a third-party lab that comes and takes their own samples. No other state does that. Our levels of residual solvents and is 10 parts per million. That's the lowest you can find anywhere in any state. So it's the cleanest cannabis in Illinois, or in the country, I'm sorry. But what's more important is now, with this ruling, it seems we're getting back to following the letter and intent of the original law.
Which
was to expand the program, to give access to more patients. And these rulings, I think, will do that. Addition of some type of pain, post-operative, inoperable, intractable, that's very, very important for the opiate problem we have, obviously. Giving somebody else a choice besides, you know, laboratory-grade heroin.
Now, explain the difference. You at Revolution Enterprise, you guys can grow or cultivate specific strains of cannabis for specific conditions, is that right?
Yes, we spent quite a bit of money building laboratories for the purposes of researching cannabis. Since the 1930s, there's not been a lot of study of cannabis, the chemistry of cannabis. So yes, we're focused on creating formulations and delivery methods that focus on specific conditions, and we do that through our internal breeding program. By this time next year, we won't even have any strains there, anybody else's. We'll have upbred and created all our own proprietary genetics. And we're going to be doing a lot of these formulations targeted towards specific conditions. Okay. So there's still a lot that's not known about the plant, but there is a lot that we do know. So we're going to start applying that and using our labs and through fracturing and purification and recombination and a lot of other things, all natural, by the way. But use the plant to its full potential. It's not just to get you high. It has a lot of medicinal value.
Tim McGraw's in the studio with me. He's the CEO of Revolution Enterprises. They operate Illinois' largest medical marijuana lab. We're talking about the expansion of the pilot program. Now, we've got 2.5 years. Is that you like that timetable, that they moved the program 2.5? Were you obviously, we're hoping that would just be...
Nobody's fearful of the program going away at this point. The 2.5 years is great. We figure by that time there'll be well over 100,000 patients. If the intent and the language of the law is followed and these other conditions are added. It's 2.5 years is plenty for us. But the addition of PTSD and then the removal of the doctor's recommendation was very important. Now a doctor just certifies you have the condition, as opposed to before, somehow the language got added that they recommend and this is why. And that made a lot of doctors uncomfortable because they've not had personal experience with it with patients.
Sure.
So they're perfectly willing to certify that the patient has that condition like the law intended, but the recommendation was a hurdle for a lot of patients or for a lot of doctors.
So this should make it easier for patients who are suffering from these conditions to get access.
Yeah, and for doctors' groups and for doctors to feel more comfortable doing it.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tim. We've got some questions coming in, and I've got more questions for you, obviously. So we will talk more with Tim McGraw on the other side. But first, we must go upstairs to Violetta Podramatic, who has the traffic trouble spots. A cruise for brews. Grab a cold one for a spin through Wisconsin's sudsy past and present. Cruising Wisconsin Thursday on WGN-TV News at 9. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna. Tim McGraw is in the studio with me. He's CEO of Revolution Enterprises. They operate Illinois' largest medical marijuana lab. We were talking about Governor Rauner, including, finally, extending the pilot program for medical marijuana and including PTSD as one of the covered conditions. 7 more lawsuits coming up in the next 30 days where individuals have had to sue to try to get their condition covered under this program. And they all, when you ran down the list, and if it, give us another few examples, they all sound legitimate to me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's no, there's overwhelming evidence for these conditions, especially. And these were all unanimous decisions by the board. So IBS, chronic postoperative pain, I mean, the intractable pain, these are all very, very well documented conditions for cannabis working.
Now, Public Health Director Shaw came under fire in the judge's ruling. How do you think that ruling is going to affect his decisions down the road? Do you think he'll wise up and...
Well, I think they won't deny any without some evidence.
Right.
I mean, just vetoing them or turning them all down
out
of hand.
Arbitrarily, yeah.
Yeah, that's not what they were asked to do. They were asked to verify that this had medicinal value to these patients.
Now, you had mentioned earlier when we were talking about Revolution Enterprises, about the different strains, and then you mentioned delivery methods. And somebody had called in and they said, listen, I would be for this. I don't want to smoke it. What... We've heard of edibles and things like that. What are the other delivery methods?
So you have edibles. You can also vaporize it, so you're not actually smoking the flower like a joint or a bowl.
Right.
Vaporizing is thought to be a little bit cleaner of a delivery method, a little bit more discreet also for patients that are moms and don't want the smell perhaps of cannabis in the house. But there's also transdermal patches, capsules. Sublinguals is a great delivery method through the mouth.
So it just dissolves under the tongue?
Yeah, that's one of the best delivery methods. Edibles, while our edibles are about a 15-minute onset, okay. Some other edibles in the state take longer, and a lot of people take too much because nothing happens right away. And then they have another edible, an hour later, and then they get the combination of the two.
Okay.
So edibles are something you want to work up. You want to take very small doses and figure out what works for you. But again, there's dozens of different delivery methods for kids. A dropper under the tongue or a spray in the mouth, or just pure oil that you can put on you can mix into one of your recipes.
Oh.
So there's
a lot of different ways, and they're all. You said the in the mouth is probably the most, but they're all just as effective, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're varying. The endocannabinoidal system is unique. So the way that the chemicals are absorbed by your body do have an effect, and the amount of terpene in the product. There's a lot of different variables that go into it. Smoking flower or vaporizing and having an edible do have a little bit different effects. But they for pain and for the things that they does help with, it still helps. It just helps a little bit differently. It's hard to explain.
Are physicians getting behind this program now? I know in the beginning there were a lot who were, and you mentioned they were having trouble because there was an extra layer put in. They had to not only certify that somebody had the condition, but then they had to say why they thought they should get it. With that gone, are more physicians getting behind this and realizing that this is a beneficial program?
Absolutely. Almost every physician that I've met personally, their only objection to the program was that language.
Right.
Absolutely.
And now the language is gone. Somebody texted in, and this is a good point because we all know prescription prices are out. They're insane. Is medical marijuana more reasonable? Is it about the same as some of the other prescription drugs that people would have to get? And is it covered by insurance? If people have a prescription plan, is it covered yet?
It's not at this point. We do expect that cannabis will be rescheduled at some point. There was a rumor it was going to happen the 29th of June. Obviously, that's passed. But at some point, they're going to have to reschedule cannabis.
Okay.
The determination to be on Schedule 1 is that it has no medicinal value and a high rate of abuse. Well, obviously, that's not true. There is medicinal value to cannabis. So when it's rescheduled, then insurance companies will start paying for it. But as far as the cost goes, I can tell you this. Like I said before, it's the purest cannabis in the country or in the world. You know there's no pesticides in it. You know there's no residual solvents. You know there's nothing that's going to hurt you. And it's still at dispensaries, or the retail price is still comparable to black market or less than black market prices in a lot of cases. So.
Now, this was one of the amazing things, not only because PTSD is now considered one of the conditions and we're looking at others being added to the program, the bipartisan support for this bill was unbelievable when it comes to Springfield, where nothing gets bipartisan support.
Yeah, that was really to kind of see behind the curtain as this unfolded was pretty amazing. Obviously, we want to thank Lou Lang, the sponsor of the bill, who was really the driving force behind it. But getting Governor Rauner to do a 180 and support the bill was really because of rank-and-file Republicans, as well as Leader Jim Durkin, Representative Tim Butler, Sam McCann, Representative Davidsmeyer. A lot of Republicans voted in favor of this bill, and it's reflective of where the state of Illinois is. 83% of Illinoisans support this program. Over almost 80% support the expansion of the program. So it's really now that these legislators are catching up with their constituents.
It's about time.
And it's good to see. It's awesome.
Now that PTSD has been included in the program, where does the VA stand? Are they going to get behind this?
There was an unfortunate ruling the other day, and I don't have the details in front of me, that would have given more access to veterans. Eventually, I think it's going to have to, because they're a federal agency, the Schedule One, the rescheduling of cannabis is really going to be what really unlocks the industry. But still at a state level here, Illinois is again, so heavily regulated that there's no issues here as far as us crossing federal guidelines. There's many reasons for that, but again, Illinois is a very, very well regulated program.
Excellent. Well, Tim, congratulations on the win, and we'll see how the next seven lawsuits go, and hopefully the program will keep expanding so everybody who needs medical marijuana can finally get some.
We think it will. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Always a pleasure. Tim McGraw, he's the CEO of Revolution Enterprises. They operate Illinois' largest medical marijuana lab. Thankfully, now people suffering from PTSD can be included in the program. All right, let's do this. The news in two on WGN.